Episode 157, BulaNetwork.com. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Kentrell, your host here at BulaNetwork.com. Today, let's talk a little bit about dreams, imaginations, turning them into reality. I spent a good portion of my youth growing up where there were piney woods. I don't know if you had piney woods or anything like that where you grew up. A lot of people have grown up in the inner city. Many people have grown up, and they really haven't even been close to grass. I'm a city guy, but I'm not that city. I grew up the very early years of my childhood. On one occasion, house that was on some acreage. We lived in a town, but, you know, we lived on about 10 acres of property. Had horses and ponds and ducks and that sort of stuff. I was just a little kid. I do remember it. I spent some portion of my youth, though, where there were piney woods. Yeah, piney woods. There's a photograph. If you go to BulaNetwork.com, just search for episode 157. You'll see a photograph. Now, that photograph is courtesy of a gentleman on Flickr. I'd love to tell you that those are piney woods. They look very much like the piney woods of my youth, but they're in a completely different part of the country than the part of the country that I grew up in. I'm really fond of pine trees. I'm really fond of big trees. And, of course, when you grow up in the deep south, as they say, here in the States, particularly East Texas and then parts eastward from there, it's pretty easy to find some piney woods. And as kids growing up in elementary school and middle school, we would spend hours and hours running through these piney woods, and pine needles are very different than leaves. For one, they're infinitely softer. For two, they're infinitely quieter. If you go into some piney woods, it aside from any animal noises and other sounds of nature, it's very, very quiet. There's this dampening effect that these pine needles have, and I don't know. You just have to experience it. And it's probably because it is memories of my youth. And we would spend hours laying on the floor of these woods. You'd have to clear away the pine cones. Those weren't terribly soft. And we would just lay and we would gaze up into these trees. Now, we would really only do this on two occasions. We would do this if we were just completely exhausted from our play. But the other times that we would do it is when we were trying to think up something to do. You know, I mean, kids, you get bored. And you sit there and you look up into the sky, and usually the trees were far too thick for us to even see the sky, and that was fine. We had some other spots that we could go to that had trees that were so large around, about three of us, if we joined hands, maybe four, we could circumference the trunk of the tree. Really big, tall pine trees. Well, those trees would grow in places where obviously there wouldn't be a tree right next to it. And we'd lay underneath those trees if we wanted to see the sky, if we wanted to figure out what kind of shapes we thought the clouds were making that day. You know, for the most part, as kids, we built a lot of forts. We built a lot of tree houses. We constructed a number of carts. Wood and nails were pretty prominent. You know, we were not nearly as sophisticated as MacGyver. And we didn't, I don't know that any of us had ever seen much duct tape or baling wire. You know, it was just whatever we could get our hands on. All of those projects, and many of them just seem now in retrospect to seem very, you know, medieval inspired kinds of projects. I mean, you go back and you think about some of the stuff that you thought, man, this is great. This looks really good. And I haven't seen a photograph of any of our handmade stuff, but I venture to guess that if I were presented with a photograph of some of our forts or our tree houses or these wooden carts that we made, and even handmade skateboards by taking a pair of metal roller skates apart and nailing them to the bottom of a board, I'm sure they would look like, well, they wouldn't win any design awards by the Apple crew, that's for sure. But you know, it just doesn't seem like we spent much time doing anything else. I mean, we were either building something or we were playing with it. And it didn't matter. I mean, whether it was, some handmade toy gun that would shoot rubber bands or any variety of different projects, you were either building or playing with what you built. Well, there was this third thing, and that was what we did in these piney woods. That's what I would do laying on pine needles, staring up at the under branches of trees, or in some cases, the clouds, thinking, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Let's build something. What do you want to build? I don't know. Let's build a treehouse. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. And off we would go looking for a tree. And of course, as kids are wont to do, you're not thinking about the practical realities of it. You're thinking about how high you want to be. Yeah, that one. That one looks great. You know, it doesn't dawn on you until you've embarked on the effort that the first branch is 20 feet off the ground. It's like, well, okay, we got to get to that branch before anything can happen. And as kids are wont to do, we would probably do what you may have done as a kid. We just tried. We kept trying. We figured it out as we went. Well, you know what we need? We need a ladder. Off somebody goes and they try to talk mom or dad or sneak a ladder. It's probably going to be more of the ladder, the sneaking part, that is. A rope. Need a rope. And of course, your kids, you can't go buy anything and you can't drive, but you've got bicycles and you got a neighborhood and you got friends and, you know, everybody's got stuff. And, you know, so a pilfering we would go. Great fun. Great fun to pilfer. And you're thinking of things like kids do. You're not thinking about what it was intended for. You're thinking about this idea in your head. I mean, who cares what the thing was originally built for? I mean, how else can you take a metal roller skate and think that you're going to make any kind of a nice rolling skateboard? I mean, those skates, they didn't roll when they were on your feet. No, you repurpose. Well, we hadn't ever heard that word. Repurpose. No, it looks like that to us. I mean, this is that belt coupled with that other belt. We can tie that around a tree. We can use that to climb up. It's not a belt. It's a climbing tool so that we can shinny up this tree. It's what kids do. the creativity and the experimentation and the trying it and, well, let's see if this works and let's see if that works. It's nobody talked to us about any of that stuff. Nobody ever set me down. My parents didn't set me down. No older kids set me down. Teachers sure didn't sit me down. And I absolutely wasn't reading books on how to build tree houses or how to build a fort or how to make up a game. No, it all came from inside our head. It came from inside my head. It came from inside my buddies' heads. Well, okay, mostly mine. No, that's not true. Hey, I wasn't going to hang around dumb buddy. Well, yeah, okay, check that. I did have some dumb buddies, but, you know, didn't we all? You just hope you weren't that guy, you know. I mean, as long as you looked around and you weren't the dumbest one in the bunch, then you were good, you know. It was everything's okay with the world because he's way stupider than I am. So I know I'm not the dumbest one here. No, nobody cared. I mean, did anybody say, well, wait a minute. You know, Johnny's got the best grades. Let's let Johnny be in charge. Yeah, right. We'd have laughed Johnny right out of the fort. You kidding? Nobody cared. The credentials were who's got the best idea. And who's got the best idea that we can all sign off on, that we can all say, yeah, let's do that. That's how leadership was established. We didn't take votes. We didn't read about it. Nobody signed up for anything. Nobody got on some platform and tried to tell us why they needed to be in charge. It just kind of organically, and we didn't know what that term meant either. I mean, organic had to mean something that involved cow manure when I was a kid. But it did, by today's terminology, happen quite organically. It just happened. It was just kind of the nature of things. And I guess, you know, it's sad to realize now as an adult, all of the books on creativity that I've read, all of the books on management and getting something done, and they're all for adults. You're not going to see many books like that for kids. Well, are you going to see any books like that for kids? Do kids need books like that? Of course not. Sadder still is not just those books like that I read, but the fact that as an adult, I even needed to read them. That's what makes it really, really sad. No, because, you know, as adults, we've got to analyze stuff. Well, as kids, we didn't have to analyze anything. You know, we just kind of intuitively, instinctively knew somebody throws out an idea. Hey, let's go play baseball. Nah, I don't feel like playing baseball. Nah, me neither. You know, and 30 seconds later, somebody suggests that we, how about football? And all of a sudden, yeah, good idea. Why? I don't know. I mean, I can tell you as a kid, I didn't much care for baseball. I liked football. So if somebody suggested football, I was brassy enough. I was going to say, yeah. And if somebody suggested baseball, I was probably going to go, eh. I mean, these are how these things happen. You've been in those meetings. You know, those impromptu meetings that kids don't schedule. They just happen because we've either run out of stuff to do, we've run out of steam, we're running out of daylight. We know mom's going to be hollering for us to come inside pretty soon. So come on, guys, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? You know, it's like you're up against a deadline. You've got to squeeze in as much fun as we possibly can before the sun goes down and we have to go home. Now, there is something to the whole time element. There is something to the fact that, you know, as kids, what's your agenda? Having fun, playing. That's a cool agenda. I'm working my way toward that agenda as I slope toward old age. I'm trying desperately to get back to that agenda where you get up in the morning. It's like, great. let's do something fun. What are we going to play? And people would look at me like I lost my mind. Thankfully, we don't look at kids that way. You know, they haven't lost their mind. They're kids. That's what we expect them to do. It's what we need them to do. And at some point, they stop being kids. I don't know when that is. It's a sad day. It's a sad moment. We should have ceremonies. We should have, that really should be the funeral as opposed to the real funerals that we have. The funeral should be whenever, you know, stop that. Whenever that starts. I quit doing that. You know, be responsible. You quit, shut down all that foolishness. Whenever that happens, whatever that moment is, that's when we need, that's when the funeral dirge needs to break out and we all just need to, you know, don our big, our black choir type gowns and the whole choir just needs to break out into some funeral dirge. Dirge. There's your word. It's sad, man, isn't it? Just sad. But all those great ideas that we had as kids, for me, you know, laying on a bed of pine needles, staring up at trees, thinking about what can we do? Now what can we do? What can we do next? Wasn't a competition. It was just great fun. Well, there's something to that. There's something about creativity. There's something about passion. There's something about doing cool things. But here's really what I want to leave you with and the point of the whole thing today, and I'm going to keep this brief today. We didn't just lay on those pine needles. We didn't just lay there looking up at the trees. We didn't just do that for hours and hours and hours. And as great fun as that was to talk about and articulate and try to think up cool stuff to do, as much fun as that was, and it was terrific fun. But it was more fun to finally, okay, we've caught our breath. And you couldn't wait to get on your bike. You couldn't wait to tear out through the woods and get back to houses so that you could gather up all the stuff that you needed to build the fort, to build the cart, to build the treehouse, to just do whatever it is you guys had made up your mind you were going to do. I think they're both valuable, but as I think back, as fondly as I think back of laying on the pine needles, and I can smell the smell, and I can see the woods, and it's great, and it's wonderful, and I had great fun, but man, it was so much more fun running through the woods, playing games, and it was so much more fun building the fort in the woods, and it was so much more fun building the treehouse, and it was so much more fun building the cart and wondering, you know, how are we going to steer this thing? And hey, wait a minute, that hill's really steep. How are we going to stop this thing? And oh, by the way, that water, you know, the water that's in the pond at the end of it, what if we go into that? Oh, well, you know, and of course that prompted a different idea. You know what? We need to build a boat. We did. I don't remember ever building one that would float. That's, you know, and that was kind of puzzling to us given that we were building it out of wood and we knew wood would float. It was like a Monty Python movie. You know, you've seen that scene where she's a witch. We looked kind of like that. Oh, wait a minute, it's wood, it'll float. Yeah, well, okay, not, you know, maybe not. Maybe it's a witch. I think we need to embrace the piney woods, whatever that metaphor is for you. For me, it's the pine needles of piney woods. For me, it's sitting down underneath those kind of trees, staring up, thinking about cool things to do. What cool things would you do? Embrace it, man. Just wrap your arms around it, but don't fall in love with it, because the cool part is thinking up the idea and then getting up and getting on your bicycle, firing up your tennis shoes and running back home and running to your buddies' homes, so that you can get the resources that you need. so that you can go pilfer dad's tool shed? So that you can pilfer anything you can pilfer? I mean, come on, kids are great pilferers. Well, you have to be. You know, if you're gonna engage all these cool things, if you're gonna build all these cool things, if you're gonna change the world, we gotta pilfer. There's no way around it. So my encouragement is engage your creativity, engage your imagination, then get really busy pilfering. Pilfer everything you can pilfer. Repurpose everything that you can. Don't see a belt. See something that can help you get to that first branch in that tree. Oh, and have as much fun as you can have. Because if you do it right, most of the stuff you try, it was great in your head. It just doesn't seem to translate well. We thought this would work. But you know what most of the fun is? Most of the fun is figuring out that, yeah, that doesn't work. Let's try this. No. Let's try this. That won't work. This will work. Eventually, we figured it out. Well, okay, other than that boat floating thing. You can figure it out too. And the figuring it out part, man, it's great fun. You remember all this. You remember all of this. Hold on to it. Embrace it. Make it part of your life. BulaNetwork.com is the website. Bula is a Fiji term. It means life. In particular, it means life is good. If this is your first episode, well, congratulations. You happen to have clicked play on one of the shorter episodes. So kudos for that. All is right with the world for you. Typically, we go half an hour, so I'm not that much shorter. I do greatly appreciate you clicking play. I greatly appreciate it if you are a subscriber. If you're not, please do. There's a big link over on the right-hand side of the website that says subscribe with iTunes. Oh, you don't want that? Then go for Stitcher. Don't want that? Well, there's an RSS button up at the top of the website, so choose your poison. If you are a subscriber, if you like what you hear, and I hope you do, I wish you would leave me a review over at iTunes. I would greatly appreciate it. It just helps more people find out about us. And, well, come on, we want to be one of the popular kids, so that'll help us. My name is Randy Cantrell. The city of origin is Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. BulaNetwork.com is the website. This is the Yellow Studio.